Proclamation number 8414, dated the February 17th, 1963. The significance of life on Earth as a human being. Your life as a human being is the last stage in the development of the once fallen entity, which is personified as the soul within you and which, still enclosed in a physical external shape, can now overcome it and leave this form to enter the spiritual kingdom as a spiritual being. During this earthly existence, the lost transformation into the original entity can take place again if free will is used correctly, that is, if it consciously strives to return to me again, whom it had once left voluntarily. And this transformation is certainly possible because the human being receives a multitude of blessings, and with the right use of these blessings has enough strength available to cast off all impurities and to live wholly within the divine order. That is, to live a life of love through which he can spiritualize soul and body, and thus the return to me is accomplished. However, the human being can also disregard all the blessings at his disposal, and instead of ascending he can return into the abyss. This cannot be prevented because he has free will as a sign of his divine origin. But then he places himself once again into the dreadful fate of bondage, and it will take an infinitely long time until he finally can be released again. You do not want to believe how significant earthly existence is for you human beings, and are therefore half-hearted in accomplishing your task on Earth. But it concerns your own destiny. You yourselves have to bear the consequences, and the fate you prepare for yourselves cannot be taken away from you. You can choose between everlasting happiness and an infinitely long state of torment, and you are doing little to acquire the first. Instead, you rather follow your earthly path indifferently. And if fellow human beings, who know of the great significance of earthly life, draw your attention to this, you listen with disbelief and remain unimpressed, but believe them to be fantasists instead of thinking about the reasons for your earthly existence yourselves. Yet time and again you will be confronted with events which could cause you to think. Time and again your thoughts are pushed into the direction by means of conversations, the reading of books and your own experiences, so that you should become mentally active and to ask questions which concern you and your earthly existence. If only you would believe that human earthly life is a most significant gift of grace which, if you make right use of it, can lead to unimaginable happiness. If only you would believe that there is meaning and purpose to your earthly life, that you are not chance life forms who are not responsible for their earthly progress and cease to exist when the body dies. It is the soul, the original spirit which once had fallen away, who should achieve its final release from all physical external form, and human earthly life is the last phase of an endless long process of development. You humans are self-aware, and you are only self-aware single quote because your outer cover incorporates an original spirit who once came forth from me as a self-aware entity. Thus, not your body nor your intelligence triggers your consciousness of self, but your soul, which is your real life and which ultimately turns the human being into a self-aware being. Without this soul, the human being is only a physical outer shape without life. Even when all internal organs are present, they cannot function without this soul. The life of this outer shape depends on that soul, an original spirit, who enlivens the body and enables it to function in all manners. You humans should always keep in mind that you live on Earth for a specific purpose, and should try to find this cause and purpose. Then you will also receive explanations in the form of thoughts, which I myself will send to you in order that you may come to understand it. And thus I will send you my messengers again and again, and through these try to make you think. and it will certainly be a blessing for you if you don't walk through life in ignorance but also use the gift of intelligence. This can result in the right attitude towards your God and Creator, and with this you will also find the right knowledge. Because I truly care that every single human being should use the short time of grace as a human being in the right way and reach his final destination, that his soul will return to me again from whom it once had come forth as created spirit. Amen.